Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back in on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And Memphis football got going with fall camp today over at South Campus. And we know that it's completely unknown. There's a lot of different starters that will grace that team this year on both sides of the ball. There's a lot of unknown, and with unknown comes some questions. But I have three questions that need to be answered by the time we get to the season. Go ahead and get it going. Number one, I think it's pretty simple. What adjustments are in store for Tim Kramsey in the Memphis offense? That Memphis offense was near the top of every statistical category, rushing yards, passing yards, points per game in the American last year. What can they do to not have this drastic fall off? There's no Seth Hennigan anymore. Your pass catchers are completely gone. No Rock Taylor. No Anthony Lanfear at tight end. No Kobe Drake. No, I mean, you're completely replenishing that room. So what are you going to do to adjust on the fly? You're going to have a lot of new faces in that pass catching room. You have a new quarterback in general who has a different skill set than Seth Hennigan. Brendan Lewis, in all likelihood, is going to run out there as the starter come game one against Chattanooga. He's not a drop back passer by any stretch of the imagination. He's got a more dual threat sort of ability. Can you utilize that and use it to your advantage? I want to see what that looks like. You have what I believe, and it depends on the offensive line, how that all comes together. You have two returners and Malachi Breland at right guard, and then you're going to have, but you're going to have Chris Adams over at left tackle. So you have to replenish three separate starters across the offensive line. So we've yet to see that. But I think you have the ability, using your backfield and using Brendan Lewis's legs, to be very dynamic. And what do I mean by that? More run pass option, more read option concepts, more two running back sets. You know, getting back to some of the things that Memphis was able to do, obviously with a little bit more talent under Mike Norvell. You remember back in the day, you'd have Antonio Gibson and you'd have Tony Pollard out there, and you'd have Kenny Gainwell. All these guys would be on the field at the same time. They were movable chess pieces. You could move them into the slot. You could have them catch passes. But you have Brendan Lewis at quarterback who can use his legs. Greg DeRozier Jr., who we saw last year, really come to life, especially in the bowl game against West Virginia. He was phenomenal. Sutton Smith, who was out the entire year last year. All of those guys have some dynamic playmaking ability. Can you utilize that to your advantage? This offense, in my opinion, is going to have to look completely different. Completely different. But can, with all those adjustments, can you keep the statistics and the production up? That is something I want to see by the time they play Chattanooga. Can Jordan Hagans keep the defense consistent? There's been no defensive coordinator that's been able to keep this defense consistent. Now, I guess you can make the case when Matt Barnes was here before Jordan Hagans, they were consistently bad. Like, that's fair to say. But, like, when you look at the statistics from last year and, like, the points allowed, they allowed 29 points through the first three games, North Alabama, Troy, and Florida State. Now, obviously, you could say that those teams weren't any good, but you went on the road against Florida State. They had some talent. Obviously, it never came to fruition with DJ Uiagalelei, but you're able to hold them to 12 points. But then after that, 56 to Navy. Then you allow 7 to Middle Tennessee. Then you only allow 3 to a South Florida team who has a good quarterback and a really good offensive head coach. So, and Alex Golesh. So that was nice. But then here's down the stretch. North Texas, you allowed 44. Against a really bad Charlotte offense, you allowed 28, almost lost that game. You allowed 44 to UTSA. You allowed 20 to Rice. Then you got back to normal, 18 to UAB. And then you had a really good game against a really dynamic Tulane offense headed up by Darian Mensah. You gave up 24, you won that game. So, like, there was just a lack of consistency game to game with this defense. And Jordan Hankins going on year two, I want to see more from him from a game planning standpoint. How can you get this team to play consistent defense throughout an entire year? Yeah, you're going to have outlier games where you're bad. It just happens every once in a while. Some teams make good game plan decisions, and they hit you, make big plays. You can't really do anything about it. You just get outdone. Other coaches get paid big bucks to coach as well. I get that part of it. But this up-and-down seesaw cannot continue to happen. You have to have some consistency. Now, you can look back at last year and say, okay, Cortland Marsh, the guy that was supposed to start at free safety, he was hurt for a lot of the year. You had some here and there nicks and bruises where guys were in and out of the lineup. The Taj Rael situation where he was off the team, on the team. He was supposed to be a depth piece and even potentially a starter last year. You could blame it on sort of some dysfunction and some injuries behind the scenes. But in the end of the day, this team and this defensive coordinator, Jordan Hankins, he has to find a way to find a baseline of defensive football. Find a way to show some consistency on that side of the ball. And here's what we say every year, Connor. Do I ever change my tone on this? I feel like I never change my tone on this. You don't have to be the best defense in the conference. You don't. Because I think Tim Kramsey, this offense, the talent they have, they can make some things happen, although it's a little bit different than it has been the last few years with Seth Hennigan just being so consistent. But you just have to be middle of the pack. I feel like that's all you have to do to really make this team run through this conference. Find a way to be middle of the pack. Find a way to be more consistent. And I feel like this team will find more success and potentially go win an American Conference title. It's a little bit lame, Connor, but I think it's fair. It's absolutely fair. Can we trust the kicking game? Can we do it? I every single last year, besides like year one when Riley Patterson was still here, Ryan has not figured out the kicking game. Punter's been fine, but kickers? Brought in Caden Costa last year. He got hurt in preseason training camp. He comes back. He was not very good. You go to Tristan Vandenberg, who was supposed to be your kickoff kicker. He was not very good. You just have this rotating, revolving door of a bunch of kickers that can't get it done. Now, he brought in a kicker from Ohio. His name's Gianni Spitek. I think he was 81% from with field goals. He only missed one or two extra points last year. So he looks to be solid, but I thought that same thing about Caden Costa before he did what he did last year. Can that kicking game be consistent? Because too often you just saw this team get into the plus side of the field, and if they're not, you know, kicking from 20 to 30 yards away, you saw Ryan go for it on fourth down because he cannot trust that his kicker is going to knock one through the uprights and get those free 3 points. That has to be there. It's just all high-level teams have good special teams outputs and good special teams production. And that's something that in the kicking game, at the very least, the field goal kicking game, this team has missed pretty dramatically. And I know that's a lame sort of third question, Connor, but it is something that in Ryan's entire tenure here at the University of Memphis, he's never had a full handle on.
I have an additional question for you. It's not really a question for Memphis football to answer. It's more of a question for you, because I think that, you know, you were a part of a Memphis football team that had a quarterback battle going on, a quarterback competition going right on. And as it stands right now, I think most of us understand that it will probably be Lewis when the season begins. But I wanted to ask you kind of a twofold question. One, what is it like in a locker room at practice, when camp first opens, when there is a quarterback battle going on? Do you have, are people, are certain people, you know, do you have different factions on the team? Is it split? Can it cause a little bit of chemistry issues on the team when you don't know who your quarterback is on day one? And two, let's assume that Lewis does win the job. How important do you think it's going to be for Antoine Hill to still get playing time next season for Memphis?
That's a good one. But first, the first question to approach that. Now, I had different situations, right? There's the Paxton Lynch and Jacob Karam thing. Jacob Karam was the incumbent, but eventually you realize you're 4-8. You have to move forward and you have to develop a quarterback. He needs to get playing time. That may actually help with the second question as well. But sticking with the first question, you know, there's going to be factions on a team. When you have a new face and a new name, and a guy who was already there, there's always going to be a certain faction of a team that leans to the old guy, that has trust in that guy. I've played next to him before. I don't trust this new guy that's coming in. He's going to have to prove it. But I think this year, it's a lot different. This is the first real opportunity for both of these quarterbacks to prove it to all of their teammates. So I bet there's factions right now. I bet there's certain guys that are leaning certain ways. But there has to be some level of understanding with Antoine Hill. This is a really young guy who's never had experience. Brendan Lewis has some experience. We've seen him play at various stops in Division I football. We should trust him. So I think this one's a little bit different than what I dealt with. But I'm almost certain, practice to practice, this is how it works. Practice to practice, depending on how player A plays and player B plays, certain guys are going to lean certain ways. This guy had a hell of a day at practice. I feel like he should get more first-team reps today. This guy had a really bad day. Let's move him down that depth chart and see what this other guy can do. So that's how that tends to play out. You have to earn the trust of your teammates. We'll see which quarterback can do that. But obviously, you lean to the guy with the most experience. 5 years of college football at Division I FBS level. That's the guy that I think a lot of people would put their trust in to start camp. That's Brendan Lewis. Number two, and I'm glad you asked this, because Antoine Hill Jr. doesn't know what he doesn't know. And when you don't play a guy for an entire year, I think some people will say, okay, that's a good thing. He's developing behind the scenes. You're not having him lose confidence. But I would argue the other way. You're also not having him gain confidence. You have to give some guys in certain situations live bullets to deal with. Whether that's garbage time or whether that's putting in a package for that guy that he runs once a game to give a defense a little bit different look to put them on their heels. I think it is drastically important for the future of this program to give Antoine Hill Jr. some run going into next season, going into this season. You have to find a way to get him on the field. I'm not saying early and often. I'm not saying starter. But I think you need to find a way to let him learn alongside the teammates he's going to be playing with for the next couple of years. I think obviously early, when you look at that Chattanooga game, potentially that Troy game, you may run the score up on him. He may get some full drives in. But I would not mind. And obviously, it's kind of tough because I think both these guys possess very similar skill sets. I don't think people need to forget that Brendan Lewis was a four-star recruit coming out of high school. Sort of dual threat, used his legs, good arm, just like A.J. Hill is. Like, they were very similar recruits. So, like, I don't know how it would look to get a package involved for Antoine Hill, because he doesn't do anything, you know, on paper that much better than Brendan Lewis. Right? They're very, very similar skill sets. And usually when you're creating a package for a young quarterback, it's Tim Tebow, when they were winning a national championship with Chris Leak. Chris Leak couldn't run the ball very well. Here's Tim Tebow at 6'2", 230 pounds, bowling into the back of his offensive line and getting, you know, goal line touches. But usually you see something like that. I don't know how they would really find a way to make a certain package for Antoine Hill. But my hope is that at least early in the season, maybe a couple games throughout the season, they're able to run up the score on a couple of these opponents, get Antoine Hill Jr. some time. Because I know people could say he could lose confidence out there. He's too young. He's green. He's not comfortable yet. But I do think that you're missing out on opportunities for him to feel what it's like to be in that type of competitive sort of game. You can only simulate so much in practice against your own team. So I think that it's very, very vital to find some type of playing time for A.J. Hill this season.
What's the difference in speed between practice and a real game?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. In practice, besides the first day of pads, you tend to do some brother, you know, some stepbrother stuff. You're talking, at least I can tell you this from the offensive line, you shake the hand, especially when you get older, you shake the hand of the defensive tackle across from you, you're like, let's just make it look good. You know what I mean? Like,
it's 100 degrees outside.
It's 100 degrees outside. Yeah. Or it's week 8, my knees hurt, my back aches, can we please relax today?
My finger went the wrong way last practice.
Yeah, so there's certain things that you can never simulate. Game speed is one of those things. You just have to be in a game to make sure that you learn that. Practice is practice.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.